You're back with Bambanek on cybersecurity.
And welcome back. You're listening to Cybersecurity Today Radio with your host, John Bambanek. Joining me now is Patrick Howell O'Neill from cyberscoop.com, our digital partner, has an interesting story up there on how Google is using machine learning to detect mobile malware for your cell phone. So thank you for joining us, Patrick.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Let's get right into it. Exactly, what is Google doing here, and why is it important?
So the news is that the majority of new malware detections on the Android operating system, it's at 55% now, came from machine learning. And I learned this from Adrian Ludwig, who runs Android security inside Google. Obviously, this is different from even 6 months ago when the number was at 5%, and those detections came through other means, either automated or human. And this is seen inside Google as a real turning point. They're starting to see the return on investment, and they put in a ton of money to be able to get machine learning and artificial intelligence to work for them in a security context, but in many contexts. And they're certainly not the only company that's doing it. There's a wide range of startups, security startups that are focused on AI. And then there are, you know, some of the tech giants, some of the biggest in the world, most notably Baidu, the Chinese behemoth, has spent years developing malware hunting AI. So this is a real moment where this is a proving ground. And now Adrian, you know, at Google is letting us see exactly how well it's working.
Okay, so, you know, I mean, exactly, you know, did they describe exactly how they're doing AI, or exactly, you know, what at a high level is it, really?
So, it's, AI is, at least, machine learning on this regard is extremely hard to kind of grasp, especially when you're not in the lab every day. But the idea, let's go through some numbers. First of all, Android is the most popular operating system on Earth, right? So being able to say that most malware detections on this operating system come through machine learning means a great deal when it comes to searching out malware, right? And in addition to that, the actual number of malware detected, user-installed malware detected by Google, it was a 60% reduction in the last 6 months, from 0.63% to 0.25%. So it's been more than cut in half, right? So it's been It's been significant. The way that Ludwig described it, so, you know, machine learning is essentially models on how to find and categorize what they find, right? Is this malware? Is it not malware? That's kind of a broad overview and a really broad way to look at it. And in fact, was the broad way that they started, the machine learning started. They're getting more specific now. And instead of simply saying black and white, is this malware, is this not malware, the machine learning is trying to identify specific malware families and specific malware authors and really try to get into that change. And they have hundreds of models now where previously, you know, it was far fewer. And the change has been extremely effective, and it's enabled basically, you know, one thing I wondered was, are the human security researchers at Google, what does this mean for them? And what Ludwig said was it's an amplifier for them. Essentially, they're able to look at far more malware than they previously would, right? Something with 10 installs, they would have ignored. They just don't have the time and the resources previously to look at it. But that kind of stuff can be dangerous. That could be highly targeted. It could be early days, who knows? And now those researchers are able to look at it.
Malware, computer viruses, whatever term you want to use at it, if you actually have a human being look at it, right, to reverse engineer it, figure out how it works, make a determination if it's malicious or not, maybe the determination of bad versus good you can do relatively quickly, but actually reverse engineering it, do a full analysis, you could spend a week on one piece of malware easily. You know, usually not that long in the general case, but it would be days. You know, VirusTotal, for instance, an open source virus scanner, sees somewhere on the order of 400,000 different malware samples a day, distinct, right? So that's just not feasible for human beings to look at. There's just never going to be enough people to look at all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And with the machine learning, they're able to look at, you know, just so many different indicators across all the different software and really dive into it at a speed that obviously human beings are not going to be able to keep up with.
No, absolutely right. And there's a couple of things I've always told people to take a look at, you know, for mobile malware, looking for Christmas tree permissions, right? Every app wants permissions to do stuff. And in Android, it'll list it all. If it wants access to your microphone, your contacts list, and text messages, and you're just installing Angry Birds, you probably should be suspicious of that. But there's a lot of data also, right, that can be analyzed, you know, about the author of the program, the signing certificate. Because all mobile apps need to be signed. You have to put some details about organization and city, right? You could do machine learning off those data sets. I'm not even sure there's a good way to see that on a mobile phone. You've got to do that basically, you know, by hand using special tools. So there's a lot of data out there to do machine learning. But it's also why it's important to install applications through the Google Play Store or the App Store, because you've got Apple and Google respectively, who are spending time and resources to keep these repositories clean. If you go to third-party repositories, or for Android, it's possible somebody sends you a text message and you start installing an app based on a chain from a text message. You really want to avoid doing that because you're bypassing all the protections these major companies are providing to consumers to keep your devices free from malware.
Yes, I think that that's a really good practical tip. And also, you know, a lot of these stories can get people scared, understandably, but it's probably important to note that well over 99% of Android devices are clean. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, maybe the world isn't quite as apocalyptic as we make it out to be, at least in this small corner. The rest of the world I can't speak to.
Well, that's definitely fair, right? You know, you build good security, they build a better criminal. But in the end of the day, when it talks to mobile malware and viruses for your phones, right, you've got to install it, right? So there's a variety of tricks people do to get you to install it. But if you stick with the Play Store for an Android or the App Store for Apple, like I said, your odds are very small that you're going to get malware. You know, if you get text messages or all those scams that seem to happen with increasing frequency, right, then get tricked into installing malware, well, you're bypassing the security that Google's providing you.
Yeah, that just speaks to the effectiveness of social engineering, right? So social engineering, for those of you not familiar with the term, is essentially, you know, tricking someone to do what you want them to do, clicking on a link, installing a program, and then through that, you're able to get around the normal rules and do them harm in one way or another. And so that goes to the point of human beings being a really important facet. You know, cybersecurity, people think about it in terms of code and hardware and software, and that makes sense, but human beings are, you know, arguably the most important facet here. And so it goes to educating yourself. And that really emphasizes how important what you're talking about is sticking to trusted sources of software like the Google Play Store, like the App Store.
Coming to the end of our segment, thank you for joining us again, Patrick. You've been listening to Patrick Howell O'Neill from Cyberscoop.com, our digital partner. Go ahead, surf on over there. Check out some of the other great news that they're covering.
John Bambanek, on the radio and on the lookout for the latest cyber threats.